Tom Pierce is here. Yeah, he is a swinging extra arbor Classic 5 Golf. Got locations all over the city. You can go to Classic 5 Golf, learn more. Mike Ricigliano, better known as Ricig the Artiste, is here. We're at Coco's. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Torts All, brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. Gold Rush Doubler 7s. I got to get used to saying that. I have a whole stack to give away. We're going to be doing that here at Coco's today. We're going to be at Cooper's and Fells Point on Friday for Fleet Week. And then next week, we're at Costas on Thursday before the Orioles beat the Yankees, after they beat the Phillies. And then we will be in Pappas on the 25th in Parkville. I invited you up for that. I thought,
I know.
Mount Pleasant, you come up there. You're like, no, I want to come and talk Phillies Orioles. So, Ricig, were you here? You were here at the 83 World Series. You had just gotten here, right?
We moved here in 83. I was telling Tom that. We moved here in August of 80. And the next month, the Orioles won the World Series. Well, I moved here a little earlier because I was working
And you thought, this is great. This is going to happen more often.
I thought, this is the greatest baseball town I have ever seen. Buffalo didn't have a major league town.
Man, it was so great for your art, too, right?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Drawing Cal Ripken, Eddie Murray, and then Earl Weaver and Al DiBelli.
Oh,
and
all those guys. Like, just being able to kind of do that for, at the time, Sports First, also a defunct paper that I worked for. Yeah, no, it was exciting.
I had a guy at that table 2.5 hours ago pulled me over after the first segment and said, my dad covered the Orioles for the News Post. You remember the News Post?
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, I worked at the News
Post.
Yes,
of course. Yeah.
So
exactly
his dad was an Oriole writer who passed in 1967 when he was a 13-year-old boy. He knew Stedman, like all that. So this it's amazing. Small. I mean, you're talking Steve Elliott with me, and I would have never known that we were going to sit here and talk about rugby.
It is amazing.
That's why I don't script these things, because I never know.
83 is a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Have not won in all that time. The first year, if I would have moved here in 84, I never would have
seen. I'm trying to think of how many playoff games the Orioles have won since 1983, and I think, yeah, they won a series in 96 and 97 and didn't. And then
there's
12, they won a playoff game in the Delmon Young thing in 14. Like, they have.
There's a couple they should have won. There's a couple they should have won.
I don't know the numbers, but I'm not less than 10 because they had to win 4-4. And
right.
But not a lot. They have not won a lot of playoff games even.
And
whereas
also,
the Phillies have become more, last 15 years at
last
least.
Last 15 years. I mean, when I grew up
relevant.
In the late 70s. We made it, but we always lost to the Reds or the Dodgers.
The Pirates were good, too. Yeah.
The Pirates are good. But then it's like the Carpenter family, I think, sold the team, and similar to what the Orioles have gone through. You have an owner that isn't proactive, I'll be very PC, in how they want to run the team. And
Marty
the
Conway always calls him unorthodox.
Right.
Or
so
called him. He's sorry, past tense. Let's make sure we use that correctly.
I mean, and so then it's the Phillies had many down years, just like the Orioles did.
Right.
I mean, the change of ownership, the new ownership group, we love them in Philadelphia.
But the stadium, the fanatic, the ring the bell. I have friends that wear this baby blue. My friend Micah Buchdahl is with his kid. He's in, where are they playing? Fenway now? Is that where they are?
Yeah,
I'm looking at the pictures, right? So, I mean, I have Phillies fans everywhere. I threatened to go to Philly, to Camden Thursday to see Chris Stapleton. I made good with Dick Girardi. I sent Dick Girardi. I sent Girardi odds, horse odds. It was Belmont week last week.
Right.
I sent him horse odds on me and him getting a cheesesteak together, which we talked about for years in Philly, at Joe's. Joe's Steaks, that's where he wants steak. I've never been there. So I gave him odds for the whole week. I was like 12-1 to make it to Chris Stapleton. I was 4-1 for Tommy Conwell and 7-2 for the Rolling Stones. I made it to Tommy Conwell because the weather was great. It was free. It was in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
No, I know. I saw Tommy Conwell when I was young and the Young Rumblers.
He's still young. He's still great. So I went to Philly on Saturday night. And just being out in the square, it was amazing to see how many people had Phillies stuff on. And more than Eagle stuff this time of year, more than Sixers, certainly more than Flyers. But there was Philly stuff on all kinds of people.
Right.
And I don't know if I went to a festival in Baltimore this week that you're wearing an Oriole hat. And
trying
to think how many people in here got an Oriole hat on today or how many people I see would wear swag.
Right.
But when you're good 15 years, you just have enough Philly stuff in the closet that you're wearing it out. And I'm telling you, I saw 100 different Phillies items and all Bubble Pee, all the Schmidt, the stuff that I love. You know, I have a 6-0. You know I love the Phillies. I've told you this, right?
Oh, yes.
I was a huge Phillies fan in that era when you met me.
I also love the Phillies. I was telling Tom that after the Orioles. And, you know, I love the Giants because I love Willie Mays. But those And I loved the Mets growing up, so that was it. But not so much now. It's all Orioles. But I still love the Phillies. They're really fun. And the Phillies, I got to say this, Tom, even when they played them in 83, and now the same thing. They just have this kind of roughneck, I don't know, they just have kind of a
the
quality about
Phils. Yeah, the fighting Phils.
The fighting Phils that I've always enjoyed, you know. Right.
Well, I was around Kruk and Hollins and Dalton. Those guys, and I mean, Curt Schilling's wife was my best friend growing up, right?
Oh, okay.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. I DJ'd their wedding. I don't take pride in that because, you know, Kurt's Kurt. But I love you, Shonda. But up in Philadelphia the other night, I took this picture. I guess I took it for you, all right? So I want you to read what it says. You can see it's a Phillies hat. I'm going to show it to everybody. Read it out. Because this is the guy in front. This is Tommy Cuomo on the other side. This is in front of the stage. There's the drum kit, right? So this guy, I took this picture of his back, figuring he wouldn't mind his back. And I thought, this is just such a great quote.
The sound of a wood bat hitting a baseball. It's the heartbeat of America.
That's it. And he's wearing a Phillies hat right there. And I took that picture and I thought, we play them next weekend.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And that's fun for the rivalry. And
I think it's poop talk to
you a little bit more here, but I got nothing to say. I mean, the Phillies are really good, and the Orioles are really good. And
yeah,
it might be you,
series.
Us's and you's in October.
I would love to see that.
Oh, I think it's entirely possible.
Well, it's interesting that you said that you didn't see many people with Orioles stuff on when you're around. I was at the beach. We have friends that live in Delaware, so we went to some of the Delaware beaches this weekend. It was Phillies and Orioles.
Sure.
I mean, that's
all the pirate stuff's gone?
Oh, no. That's all I saw. I mean, people, if they were wearing a baseball team or wearing a sports team, it was Orioles or Phillies.
And groups,
I mean, there were so many Orioles everywhere. My wife had her Orioles. I forgot my Phillies hat, so I didn't have a hat.
I see more Orioles stuff now, but I'm saying the Orioles are new. It's a week and a half old here, right?
That's
like,
right.
You know, literally, when the Phillies I saw a guy with the second baseman of Chase Utley.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
There was a dog at the party that had a 26. It was his number, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chase Utley had a Chase Utley jersey on a dog at this party. And then I'm just, that's what Rutschman and Henderson will be 15 years from now.
Correct.
People will have 35 Rutschmans on their dog.
They probably have them on them now. What are you talking about? They probably have.
I understand, but it's not. Dude, there were still 30,000 empty seats last night here, with the Braves.
Sure.
So it's still coming.
Well, I don't know if the
reason it's sold out this weekend is because the Phillies fans are coming.
Yes.
That's just the truth. I mean, there are going to be 30,000 Philly fans.
I mean, the last
this
I saw, I think the Phillies are 2 or 3 in the league in home games in their occupancy. How many seats are sold?
Attendance,
sure. I mean, yeah, their attendance is like 97%.
Well, look, this would go back to 83, Rasig, when I was a kid, 70, you know, late 70s, early 80s. There were only a couple places that drew. The Yankees drew, the Dodgers drew, the Phillies drew. There were only a couple. The Phillies were a big draw, which is how they got Pete Rose.
Right.
It's how they got Joe Morgan.
Joe Morgan,
yeah. You know what I mean? They got players because they had money to win, and they had money because they sold tickets. It was always a great baseball town. I mean, going back to Tug McGraw and like all of that, Richie Ashburn and all that. But this last 15 years, what Philadelphia's represented is what we would like to have 15 years from now, which is, you had a couple down years. But most years out of these 15 years, 12 out of the 15 years, you went down to Clearwater thinking we can be a playoff team this year.
Well, I think the Orioles have to keep Rutschman and Henderson. You have to pay them. Don't worry about it. Just pay them. You got to keep that core. You keep that core with how young the team is. I mean, the Orioles could be phenomenal for 10 years.
You feel that on your golf courses here, though, right?
Oh, God,
you feel the Orioles, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
But you didn't for a long time. You've been doing this a while, right? I mean,
no. It's not. No.
Winning. You know where I feel it? And Rasig, my wife's on crutches, right? We've been going out to dinner a little bit more because I don't want her cooking up on her feet. She's working all day now.
Right.
I'll bring her a beautiful crab cake here from Coco's a little later on. Coconut shrimp don't travel well, but I don't mean I ain't taking them.
she didn't hear that.
where we go out, we were at State Fair watching a game last week. We were at CVP the other night. We were at Nacho Mama's last week. This Apple TV thing is ish. I mean, on Friday nights where the game's not on, we almost came over to watch the game here Sunday, but they're closed at Coco's on Sunday. So we went to Costas instead and had crabs. But we were at Costas on Sunday, and it wasn't crowded at 1:30 in the afternoon. That's not when people go and eat a bunch of crabs, usually on Sunday. But everybody in the bar, every TV was on the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was on every pitch. Everybody's got the beer, and they're watching the game. And everybody's mooing when Kowser hits the triple. And my wife has been married to me for 21 years, right? And she turned to me in the middle of the game when the moves started, and she's like, this is the first time in our marriage we've been in a bar watching just an Oriole game where everybody in the bar, because I've always told her it could be that way, because she saw me do Free the Birds. She mm-hmm. saw this family turn on me. She saw Mike Flanagan commit suicide. She's been with me for all of that, and she's been waiting for this baseball thing. I wrote that book in 06 about how baseball could save the city, and I still kind of can. You should believe that now, seeing what we're seeing. But we've waited all this time. And the 83 thing, when the Phillies come in here, it really does mark us to say, it's been a long time, man.
No, it has been.
Plenty of people in the stadium have no recollection of that over the weekend. None.
No.
And all they know is Chase Utley. All they know is what you are right now. You
right.
know?
And so, you know, some people get down on there being a whole new wave of Oriole fans or, like, you know, just in because they're winning. But you got to celebrate.
There's plenty of room in this bandwagon.
Yeah, of course. You've got to celebrate that. You know, it's great. The more the merrier on this ride.
Look at where Siggy's wearing two things. One for me, one for him.
Yeah, right. Of course. Of course, yeah.
Tell everybody about Classic 5, Tom. I want to get you out of here for U.S. Opens this weekend. If you fall in love with golf, I got a spot for you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, definitely. I just have to look online, go to our website, classic5golf.com. Always look to book the tee time. We allow people without a player card 14 days in advance. I have to say, we are in the summer, so Friday night if you want to play Saturday morning.
Player card, what's that?
It's a card that people
purchase. Did you know what a player card was?
No, I didn't either.
That's why I asked. I didn't want Sig to feel dumb.
Unless it was a baseball card. Right.
That's why I set that up. Now, for $35, it lasts a whole calendar year. You get discounted rates. All the rates that you pay are different than the public rates.
$35 is less than a round anywhere.
Oh, it is. So if you play more than four times a year, it pays for itself.
Oh, nice.
All right.
So you also can book tee
times. It's a frequent golfer card.
Correct.
But you Why don't we rename it that? The frequent golfer card.
I joined the corporation,
that's what
it's
I would
a player's
know
card.
It, a player's card. Okay.
Right. But if they get 16 days in advance.
It's a golf term. You have to be in the club.
No, you don't have to be in the club.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know what it was.
It's a player's card, not a club card.
That's what I figured. I figured you had to spend a lot of money to get one.
No, not at all. No, but it's a matter of
booking. I was going to say, Mr. Angelo's owned the team, if you want to play.
Oh, yeah, well.
No, but we're going to figure this out with baseball, because they're going to have a club, too, for television, for what they're doing at every macro level. Mm-hmm. Every golf course is trying to figure out, how do we make it more special for everybody,
correct.
Right?
You're trying to maximize it, and you want people's experience. That's what we always looked at. Fun, have a great time.
And you
experience.
Go to any of the courses with the car, right?
Oh, yeah, and it works out of them. But just a matter of just booking. Reality is when you want to play – more time in advance is better because we are in the summer. Demand is high, especially on weekends because that's when people can play. But when you were just saying about Angelos, and I was very happy to see what the Orioles have done with T-Row. You know, that to me means I see that as an ownership group because I've seen it with all the Philly teams that you're partnering, you're bringing in a big sponsor. That to me means that you're hopefully going to
that $15 million a year release goes directly to Adley Rutschman.
Correct, and that's what I thought.
I saw some pushback on it on Facebook, and then I saw other people getting in there and saying, if it means we can sign Gutter,
I'm hoping if that's
what
it should be.
Yeah. You know, like that's the way it should be. That should be the mentality.
And if that's the mentality the ownership group has, that's great for Baltimore and the Orioles because they're going to be good. I mean, some of those players and some of the young guys that are – I mean, if you go – it's wild. My brother-in-law is in Sale, so he's in the Carolinas a lot, and he loves baseball. Minor league, he said he always wanted to be an umpire. And he's gone to some Norfolk games. He's like, there are some young guys. He's mentioned names. I have no clue who these guys are.
Well, I mean, these guys are going to be the trades when we go to get Kyle Gibson back or whatever.
Or
right?
something. Like, or that they're going to be up in 3 years and just be, wow, they're pushing people to play.
Well, look at Ortiz. We throw him into the deal with Milwaukee. He's a great player. You know,
yep, so been a great player.
They got a great system. They got a great system out at the Classic 5 as well. Rasig is here. We're going to do one more segment with Rasig. Marcella's going to be here. Rasig's niece is here. I have not seen Michelle Sprada since 1991.
Wow, all right.
All right, so, and she's 5 feet away.
Yeah.
I'm Facebook friends with her, and we're going to talk about Africa, animals, and we're going to talk about Cocos. How about that? Is that good?
Great. I want to say this about Tom. You're such a good ambassador for golf, man. Like, I don't like golf, but I was into it when you were talking about it. So, you know, good for you, Tom.
Well, thank you. And good luck for – I'll do it this way. Good luck for our teams.
I was going to do, like, the thing and say, hey, tough guy, you want to bet me a cheesesteak? I'll bet you some crabs. I'll bet you a Cocos crab cake against the Philly Joe's cheesesteak. But I – I can't get worked up one way or another. No. It's fun.
It's
and that's baseball. It's like
it's
you win a couple, you lose a couple. The Cardinals sweep us. We come back. We get the brooms out on the Rays.
I like the Phillies too much to do that. Now, if the Yankees or of course. No,
it's hard to hate the Phillies. You know why? The fanatic.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the fanatic over at Westminster Abbey last weekend in London. You know, all your people were taking the cheesesteaks over there with the fish and chips last weekend. So maybe we get the Orioles brand big enough, they'll take us to London. You know, we took our football team twice. They're taking these animals from Philly down to Brazil to play football. Amazing.
And you can't wear green, though. Did you hear that?
Leaving? Did you hear this? You can't leave.
Yeah, we're too cold. It's cold
in here. I want to talk about animals. Show's over. I'll have Marcella back. We'll talk crab cakes.
All right.
I wanted to learn about lemurs and monkeys.
Next time.
I'm sorry. I had a monkey in the studio once. It was capuchin. It tried to eat me. So I had a sponsor. So since Michelle's good seeing you every 32 years. You do beautiful work online. Save the animals. I watch every one of them. I meant that. I did.
They probably legitimately were cold.
Do I smell?
They get cold fish. She lives in Florida, and my wife always gets cold. You know, so
I mentioned that I was cold here.
Yes,
because
you
it's
did.
Hot out, and it's cold in here.
You did. You know.
Marcel, I got to tell her the air conditioner works. There's no doubt about that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
So, hold on.
You haven't heard about the green thing?
I heard about it because I'm Facebook friends with Joe Giglio, who I gave his first job to him when he was here. I put Joe Giglio on the air for his first shift, and he's the star of Philadelphia.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He's such a good guy. Joe Giglio is a beautiful guy. So I hear him when I'm in Philly because I listen to MMR.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use it when I'm up there.
I mean, my wife listened to MMR as we went to the beach this weekend.
I can't do a really good Philly because I do Baltimore so well, and they're, like, different. Because I can't do Eskin or Tommy Conwell. I because they're such great you don't have a great Philadelphia accent.
All the times I've been working in public relations at Mid-Atlantic, I've tried to lose my Philly.
I never would peg you Philly. You don't wear it in that way. So this game,
I'm trying to be professional.
I've been to Brazil, okay? I went for the Stones. I went to see U2. I've been to Sao Paulo. I've been to Rio de Janeiro.
Nice.
I've been to Buenos Aires. You've been through South America, too.
Buenos Aires,
Brazil.
Oh,
you didn't go to Brazil. Okay.
Yeah.
So we get to Brazil, and they're playing a game at Maracanã, which is the gigantic 300,000-seat stadium. You can see it from the foot of town.
Wow.
And everyone I talked to there said, don't take your wife. Like, you can't take your wife to a soccer game. It won't. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Just don't do that. So we didn't go. Because we were pretty much told one safe. You know what I mean? Like favelas and, I mean, Brazil was Dajo 20 years ago. The only reason I went is because Julio went with me. And I felt like, well, if I go with a, because my wife and I were like, we'll go to Buenos Aires, but we ain't going to Brazil alone during Carnival. Nah, I don't think so.
Right.
You know, we're at least going to get mugged at the worst, you know?
Right.
But we went and it was cool. We had a transcendent experience there. But the notion that you're going to go down there and act like a jackass and be an Eagles fan, the one thing that everybody told me there, wear black, blend in, don't speak out loud, don't talk loud, don't mark yourself as an American no matter what.
So
don't
no speak Eagles English. Fans should go.
So this was 17, 18 years
ago.
Eagles,
yeah.
Just from a safety that makes you a target.
Right.
Same thing that they said to us when we went to the Raiders championship game.
Right.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Wear Ravens black. Don't
so
wear
tell
purple.
Me the story because I don't know the whole part of it.
I've heard it on radio a couple times. I've heard different stories.
Gang related or something like that?
But no, I don't think it is. From what the last I heard was the stadium they're playing in, their arch rival wears green, and you're not allowed to wear green in the stadium. Like fans, nobody's allowed to wear
green.
That
sounds like a Philly wives' tale. Is Eskin making this up?
No, I didn't hear it from any of the Philly. I heard it from National. And so the NFL, and the question was, why would the NFL take two teams that wear green to a place that
they're
not
know.
Supposed to wear green?
Because the only green they care about is
of course, it's the
that
money
green.
Great point, yep.
Yeah, well.
But I'm sure they'll figure it out. I mean, they could always put the Eagles could wear their black uniforms and Green Bay can wear whites. The helmets would be a challenge, but
right.
If that's the case, or the players, but for fans going down, you know, that's –
Cancel a game played in Philly. Let's go. Come
I know.
On, let's go.
I mean, right? We lose a home game. I was not happy that we were playing in Brazil or overseas and to start the season.
Well, you know, none of them are happy when they play overseas till the check clears. You
oh,
know?
That's true.
True, yeah.
I went to London. It was astonishing to see how fans – it's not BS. I mean, there are people – I saw every jersey, every team. Mm-hmm. My wife is now going to another. She went over to Germany. Yeah. She went to the Colts-Patriot game in Frankfurt and sold out. I mean, she got tickets online for $100, but it's not as hot as the NFL would have you believe that, like, everybody there is a football fan, but much more so than baseball.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Oh,
I mean, they're sure. playing. The Phillies are playing over there last week against the Mets and the Yankees and the Red Sox. And that ain't ever gonna catch on over there. That's a gimmick. That's not they're not selling anything.
That's right.
But I do think the NFL in Brazil is not a gimmick. I think that could catch on there in the way that, I mean, American and European music in Brazil. It's when bands go down there. If you ever want to see some, you're a Rush fan at all?
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
The Rush documentary on their trip to Rio, Rush in Rio. It's amazing. They sing the song YYZ. Here's the thing: it has no words.
Words. Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Right, right.
So there were 200,000 people singing the words to a song that has no words.
Right.
And Rush, you can see on stage they've never seen anything like it. And having experienced U2 there and the Stones, it was transcendent. When Keith Richards came out in Buenos Aires to the second stage that they always had in the stadiums, and he plays Happy, it was a driving rain on him, and there were 200,000 people singing Risha, 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 Risha. He was like, "This is beautiful music to my ears. You know, it's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere." Like, when you see the Rolling Stones or soccer play, and you realize the NBA and what it's become, the NFL's got a shot in Brazil.
I
don't think it's a waste. Are they playing a Packers? Who are
Packers.
They playing? Packers, okay. It's the other green team.
That's
the other green team.
I mean, it'd be something if they played the Jets. They could have
the
another
Jets
green team.
Would be another good green team.
I'm going to end this segment without your niece, who I want to tell her. Tell her to zoom in and tell me about monkeys one day.
I'd love to tell her to do that.
I'm going to find Marcel and do a crab cake with her before I leave. From a sports perspective, and I asked this question flippantly with Dave Shinen when he was here like a year ago.
Right.
What's the next parade for Baltimore, Philadelphia? Your football team's good. Your baseball team's good. Your basketball team pretty good. Hockey team not there right now.
Good question.
The Orioles are really good. The Ravens are really good. Because the real fight amongst fans is, you suck, you're tasty kids, you shove them in your Schmitz bread, you know, whatever your crab cakes, whatever your thing is. It's really about championships for fan bases, right? And from the Philadelphia perspective, you never thought the Eagles would win, you get one.
Right.
The Phillies were, after 80, sort of wayward, like we're wayward, and they've won. And I remember that vividly, seeing all my Philadelphia fans having a good time with all that. And the Red Sox have won a bunch of times, the Cubs have won. I mean, all these teams win. I wonder when the next parade for either one of these towns are, because they grease poles in your city when there's a threat of winning a championship.
Well, that's always the thing. It's like when I see that on TV, and I always think, is that like when people put no dumping? That's the first thing you see, a whole bunch of trash under that pole. So they put out, don't grease the poles. People are going, I can do that.
Right.
You know, you're just telling them to go do it.
I've seen the after effects of those mummer parades.
Those
are just insane.
By the way, Kelsey's become like – he's like on a Mount Rushmore for Philly, isn't he? Like all
you win
sudden,
us a championship?
Right?
I never thought we'd have a football championship in my lifetime.
Right, yeah.
You gave up. That's such a Philly thing.
I didn't quit. I just said I didn't think it would happen.
Never thought Peter Angelos would die. I'm still never getting my press credential back, but that's neither here nor there. I'll write about that later in the summer. But
to answer your question, I think it's going to be Philly or Baltimore baseball this year. You know,
I could see that.
Okay. Yeah.
One of those two. And I would lean towards Philly just a little bit statistically, but I think it's one of those two teams this year.
Well, I think the American League's better this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be tougher October.
American League has six teams over 500?
Well, the Yankees are back. Yeah.
The Yankees are back. Cleveland, if they do anything at the trade deadline, Cleveland's pretty solid.
See, Texas and Houston kind of fall apart a little bit.
Right.
It's been a little weird, but it's early. It's early.
It's early. It's all about health now. Just get through. Get to August healthy.
It's also, who gets hot.
Yeah.
And who gets healthy, right? You're right.
Stay healthy. I mean, the Phillies.
Get hot at the right
time.
We're
sitting people out. Trey Turner's not played in 6 weeks. Make sure he's healthy. JT Realmuto, he tore his meniscus. They're like, get the surgery. He'll be out for a month.
Come back in September.
Don't be hurt in September. Come back and be ready to play. And if the Orioles have, at least the advantage the Orioles have is you got a young team. So they can take the wear.
And they don't know any better. These guys, I mean, that's the thing with Brandon Isaac. That's five in a row. This isn't normal to go on the road and just beat up on teams,
No.
And throwing no-hitters every day. What's going on?
I'm looking forward, and if it is true with the matchup on Sunday, if we have Wheeler against
Corbin Burns.
That could be a hell of a game. That could be a hell of a game. That could be the best game so far this year.
92 degrees. Let's go. Let's go.
I mean, it could be a
– That would be classic.
I mean, a one-run game, four hits over total.